So I want to finish up today this introduction to the issue of Vestas, focusing on the matter of Chazoke, which obviously is a significant point in terms of the woman who's Kovas of Vestas. I mean, it's a Chazoke that she's going to see this time of the month, this day, and therefore it has ramifications for Bedikas and other things which we'll discuss, Bez Hashem, in the coming weeks. I think I gave you Mar Mekomis a couple more shiurim, right? So we can go weiter. And of course, that's what the Simen Kuf Pei Dalet is about. I just want to finish up the Hakdoma today. We discussed last time Rav Soloveitchik's insight, based a little bit on something from Rav Chaim, but really it's his own development, which he has in Bava Kamma and a couple places in Bava Kamma. And that is his distinction when talking about establishing a chazoke, the distinction between simply trying to make or establish a tendency, a birur, he called it a birur, some kind of a pattern, and chalos. That there's a chalos chain, that there's a status change, so to speak, that as a result, and the two don't absolutely necessarily have to go together. That's how they rub distinguish between a birur, so to speak, a birur and a chalos chain, right? You can have something where there's a pattern, but that's not enough to establish a chalos chain. And that's what the Rav said. Again, there's two dinim, right? There's the birur and the chalos chain. So you can have that there's a chazoke after two times. Let's say that's the sheet of Rebbe that we saw there in Yevamos and Daf Samach Dalet, that the sheet of Rebbe is that the chazoke has after two times. We can say that after two times, the animal may have a tendency to gore, okay, may have a tendency to be a shor and a nakon. It's now no longer a docile animal, it's a wild animal, but that may not be enough to label it a shor amuad to the purpose of this new chalos shem of a din of muad. That requires three negichos, because again, we said that by shor everybody agrees, right? That was the whole point. We saw that Tosus points out by shor there's no machlokas, but it's from psukim. Right, and the Gemara in Baba Basra that we saw in the beginning of Parakas Kasabatim assumes that the number of pashut according to everybody that by shor you don't have the status of a shor nagoch a shor mu'ud till after three times. So that's not a machlokas, Rabbi and Avshim Gamliel. That's everybody agrees, and so the Rav explained because you may already have established a pattern that the animal is a wild animal, but it's not enough to label it halachically as a shor mu'ud until you have three in the gichos. That's basically what he said, and the Rav said that that's the machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda there in Baba Kamma Daf Chav Gimel Daf Chav Dalet. According to Rav Meir, the shor gores three times in the same day, so that's avada, a wild animal. No, so that's true. If all you're interested in establishing a pattern that this is a wild animal, that's true. Then Rav Meir's kavachoma is right. If three negichas over the course of 3 days, you know, a span of 72 hours, again, Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, then Monday at 12 noon, and then Tuesday at 6 p.m., you know, that's a long time in between negichas, but that's enough for 3 days to establish that this is a wild animal. So avada, if it gores three times in the same day, avada, it's a wild, you know, the kir of negichos of lokosher kain. That's the kavachomer of Meir. But that's all true. Kol's money, all you're trying to do is establish a pattern. All you want to do is establish a pattern, chanami. But if there's a din based on a psukim that to establish a halachic status change, halachic status of chalos shem of a shor hamuad, so that requires more than establishment pattern. That needs 3 days. Okay, that's a shita of Yehuda, and that's what we assume. That's not a function of that machlokas, Rameir and Reb Shimon, and Rameir and I'm sorry, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So and then we said the same thing is true by Sova Gedola. Okay, the woman has to see Dam on three consecutive days. It's true in a certain sense. If she is a Roa Dam three times in one day, so there's a pattern here that's developed. She's discharging Dam, but that's not enough for the status change to make her a Sova Gedola. We're looking for a new Chalos Shem. So I just want to go a little weiter with this. We're up to source 51 in this packet. The Rav brought a few riyas to this concept. The Mishnah says, if you look in source 51, the Mishnah says, on Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, in Bava Kamma. I told you, the Rav in the Rishimas has this in a few places, has it here too on this daf. I quoted the one from Chav Gimel, because that's a daf we saw, and I thought that was the clearest of the presentations. But you can look at the other ones also, daf Beis, it's here too. Anyway, on Bava Kamma, daf Mem Aleph, Aleph, the Mishnah says the following, Shor Shenogaches Odom Bameis. If a shor kills gores a person, doesn't have to kill. A shor gores a person, okay? I'm sorry, the shor gores a person, kills a person, he dies, okay? So, until now, we're talking about a shor, right? Ki go shor ish a shor ehu. Shor gore a different shor, Okay, did it one time, two times, three times. That's what we're talking about till now when the ox gored a different animal. But here the ox gored and killed a person. So now it depends. Muad Mishalim Kofar, Tam Potam and a Kofar, Rezev Zer Chayav and Misa. The shore is to be put to death. As Rashi points out, if you look at the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi there in 52. But we're coming, Mamalaf said, the Tam Namik Sivat, Chakol Yisakel Ashor. Right? The shore becomes a shore, and this shore has to be executed, has to be stoned. So then that's true, even if he kills a person one time, he kills one person, he's already put to death. That's a question. But does he have to pay Kofar, a certain monetary assessment as well? So that's what the Mishnah says, depends. If it's a tam, you don't have to pay kofar, but more you do have to pay kofar. Either way, the shor is executed. So the Gemara in 53 asked the obvious question. One second, just a second. Okay, if the shor is to be put to death after goring the person once, how does it ever become a shor mu'ud? A shor mu'ud means he did it three times. So if you're supposed to execute the shor as soon as he kills one person, how does he ever become a shor mu'ud? Right, he's dead. Right, that's the Gemara's kasha. 53. Katlinenle, you kill the shore even when it's a tam. Mu'ud hechemish kachaslos. It's impossible to ever become a mu'ud. He's already dead. So the Gemara has a few attempted answers, right? Omar Rabba is in 53, right? This is not the Gemara in that mission on Mem Alf and Alf Mavakama. Omar Rabba, hochemaya skin and kagon sha'amdua l'shlosha b'nei adam. Didn't exactly kill three people, but rather he pursued, he chased after three people. Rashi says, look in 54, Rashi there says, Memal von Alf Shamdul, Shosh Ben Adam, Sherotz Achrayan Zecher Zeh. The people got away. The wild animal was charging after three different people. Okay, Lemaise, didn't kill anybody. They tried to. You could see that the animal was going after, but the person managed to get indoors. He managed to run around the corner. We climbed the tree. Whatever he did, he got away, right? All three times. Right? Ubarcho ipano. The amdu shim lo barcho ha'argan. It was pretty clear to everybody that the animal would have killed these three people had he caught up to them. But somehow, each time the person was able to get away. So then the Gemara says, no, that's the position of Rabba. The Gemara says, no, Rav Ashi Amar Umdin Alav Klumu. You can't change the status because you assume that the animal looks like the animal probably would have killed. That's not enough. Right? That's not enough to change the status that he become a mu'ud. Lamaisi didn't kill three people. Right? Lamaisi didn't kill anybody. People got away. So that doesn't work. So therefore, he says Ela Hachamayaskin and Kegoshin Sikein L'Shlosha B'nei Adam. He actually damaged. He actually put the three people into danger. Okay. What happened was, Rashi says, "Shasekin gimel adam lofichach lo nisko b'shnayim arishonim shenogach shlishi meisu kulam hilchoch mishalam alav kofer." This ox did gore three people. He gored person number one. He put him in great danger. He put him in a coma, whatever. He was still alive. He didn't die. Then he gored and did a second person also, punctured something and damaged the person very seriously. The person in the hospital. Then when he gored the third person, the other two people died also. They died of their wounds. So they hadn't been a mu'ud yet because the two people at that point were still alive. Then later they died. That's Rav Ashi's Rav Ashi. Yeah. That's Rav Ashi, right? That's what he says. Gosh, Sikem Gimel B'nei Adam. Ultimately, he did kill three people, but he wasn't, when he killed the third guy, the first two people hadn't yet died. Then they died. Okay, that's his suggestion. Rav Zvi Amar Kagon Shaharag Shlosha Behemos. He didn't kill any people, but he became a mu'ud for killing three animals. So Gemara asks, really? A mu'ud l'behema have a mu'ud l'adam? Who says that the rules of mu'ud are the same? Who says just because an animal killed three other animals doesn't mean he's a mu'ud l'gabe people? Maybe this animal doesn't mind starting up with other animals, but he's afraid of human beings. Right? I mean, that's possible. The animal will fight with other animals, but they'll keep his distance from the person. So there's lav dafke, it's the same din. So Elamar of Shimi, Kigon Shaharag Shlosha Ovde Kochavmi, killed three goyim. Okay, killed three non-Jews. That's what made him into a mu'ud. So Gemara says, a mu'ud of the kohavim have a mu'ud li'Yisrael. As the rules the same, again, may not be the same. That's what some say, because they dress differently. Right? The Jews dress differently. So, I mean, it's not true what they say, that the color red makes the bull wilder. You know, the matador stands with that cloth, the red cloth. I think it'd be a blue cloth. I don't think red makes a difference. But animals attack when someone looks different. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting Ragachova. You know, the Ragachova saw everything. You know, he had the kolat or kula, mamish at his fingertips. He saw everything as one situation. So there was a situation where a woman came to him. I think if I remember the story correctly, a woman came to him that their baby would not nurse on Shabbos. She couldn't get the baby to suckle the milk on Shabbos. She didn't understand why. So he said, when it's time to nurse the baby, put on your weekday dress instead of your Shabbos dress. So she did. And lo and behold, it worked. So how did he know this trick? The answer is because the Gemara discusses if an animal is mu'ud to attack on Shabbos, and maybe it's not a mu'ud to attack on weekdays or vice versa, because weekdays people dress differently. So maybe that's where they're going. Anyway, that was the Ragachova's chop, according to this story. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but anyway, that's what they tell over. So you know, they don't tell them about me and you. They tell them about people like the Ragachova who had everything at his fingertips. Okay. Anyway, so that's the difference between Goyim. And then the Gemara says it's not the same. Elam or Rishim and Lokish, Kon Shaharg, Shloshim and Elam Trefa. Trefa means a person was dying anyway, right? The Gavra Katila, Rashi calls it, right? Look at a Trefa. Lo Katlinale, the Gavra Katila Kato. You don't execute someone who killed somebody who's a Trefa. An animal killed a Trefa. Not that the animal's a Trefa. I mean, the person was a Trefa. Trefa mean he had some kind of internal organ damage. He's going to die. He's dying. So he killed three such people, so they don't execute the Shor. And the Gemara says again, a Mudal Trefa Mudal Shalim. What is that truly have to pay? Elam of Papa, the Kotal of Arik Lagma, the Kotal of Arik Lagma. No. He killed it each time. He got away. That's what happened. You know, the animal Gordon killed somebody. So why didn't they execute the shore? Because the shore ran away. It's hard to catch these big animals. I remember when we were learning about, I learned about a Kama in high school for the first time. So a Rebbe said that he was once in a, just to illustrate this concept, you know, this Gemara. Okay, which really we didn't get up to Daf Mem Aleph, but somehow this came up on Daf Chav Gimel. So we actually covered a lot in that year. But anyway, but it came up on a Daf Chav Gimel. How did it ever come? Tosafot, I think, quotes it. So how do you ever come to make it a Shor Mu'ud? So he said the Rebbe told us he once went to a slaughterhouse. So what, shechita, whatever. So what they do, at least did in those days, was they put the animal on some kind of a rack and tie it on, and then they flip the animal upside down. His neck is hanging so the shochet can slit. Maybe they don't do it like that today. I don't know. I haven't been to a slaughterhouse. I was at a slaughterhouse for a long, long time. So I don't know how they do it. But that's what they did in those days. They flipped it over and they shecht like that with the neck is hanging down. So apparently, what happened this particular time was, I guess they didn't strap or make sure the animal's legs were properly attached to this thing when they flipped it over. So they flipped the animal over and the animal fell down. And I remember he described it to us. He said, now the animal, as you can imagine, was not that delighted about being held upside down to begin with. Okay. Then when it fell on its head, he said the animal went absolutely crazy. It went berserk. And someone sounded some sort of alarm. So all the shochet, everybody gets off the floor. Okay, runs upstairs or whatever. They go to a room upstairs because the animal's running around, mamish berserk. And he said it took, they had to call in one of the guards or whatever it is. It took seven shots. Animal was hit seven times. They had to shoot the animal because it was berserk and it was damaging. So it was wrecking everything in sight. So they, a bull in a china shop, right? So this animal was running around. So it took seven with a rifle. The guy had a rifle. I guess they're ready for this to happen in case it once in a while happens. It took seven shots to fell the animal. Meaning, he's trying to tell us, it's not so easy to catch a wild ox. You know, it's not like trapping bees or something like that. You know, so that's what the Gemara says at the end, right? The cult of Arik Lagma, they killed a prisoner, they ran away. So they didn't get a chance to execute. Then the next day, it came back from the field and it killed somebody else, etc. That's the situation. Okay, so I'm not so interested in the details of all these different examples. Okay, but clearly, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, what emerges from this Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph is that we're not just establishing a pattern, okay? Because all you're trying to establish is a pattern that the animal is a wild animal. So what's the difference? He kills a goy, he kills a Jew, he kills a trefa. What, the animal knows the difference? I mean, you know, maybe can tell the difference, but you know, it's obviously not. We're obviously trying to do more in establishing that an animal is a Shor HaMu'ud than just simply declaring that we have a pattern. This animal has a tendency to gore. If that's all, then it wouldn't matter. Some of these details would not make a difference. Okay, all these these tendencies slash these are all technicalities, right? These technicalities. Well, it was a goy. It was this. It was that. Okay, you look in 55 Tosis on Daf Chav Dalet. On that daf, you know, we're talking about the Chavdal or Beis, actually, 55, this one by Kirin, okay? So he says, V'tema delo mishani shein makirin the shor manugach, inami, here's what we the shenogach shor shel hefker. What if the shor killed three wild animals out in the field somewhere? Three wild oxen out in the field. So there was no, there was no one to pay, there was no nezik shomer, there were behemoth shel hefker, okay? Oshel Knani, they belong to a goy. Okay, so you don't have to pay for that either. Oshahidu Shenogach Shwarm Shel Atzmo. What if I have a big corral? I'm in the ox business. I'm a Texas rancher. So I've got all kinds of. I want my animal killed two of my own animals. I don't have to pay anybody. I don't want to pay myself. I don't have to pay anybody. But shouldn't that count to make it into a Shor HaMu'ud? And the answer is it doesn't. Well, why not? Okay, why not? If all we're trying to do is establish a pattern that this is a Shor, a wild animal, so good, it killed two of my animals. I didn't have to pay anybody because it was my own. But still, right? Omari, the Shema, A, is the sort of what the Rav is saying, is in his Tosis on 55 on Chav Dalma Beis Mokam, Divas Makirin. The Omari, the Shema, Ein Hadom, Elas Elabifne Chiyuv. You need a Negicha HaMichayeves. That's the language the Rav used, right? A Negicha HaMichayeves. In order to establish that the Shor is a Shor HaMu'ud, you have to have three Negichas, which are in the category of a Negicha HaMichayeves, right? It obligates, generates a monetary payment. That's not true. If the first two that are gored were my own animals, so good. Maybe it's a wild animal, but I didn't have to pay anybody, or if it belonged to Hefker, right? These were shorim, these were oxen that were out in the field. Some of them didn't belong to anybody, so there was nobody to pay, right? They were the wild animals. So the mice, it comes out that this is what the Rav is saying, okay? That in order to, when we're talking about this type of chazokah, this chazokah is not enough just a birur to clarify that, guess what, this animal is now a docile animal, is no longer a docile animal, it's a wild animal. You need a negicha mechayeves. And with that, we can understand the comparison to the Gemara beginning of the third paragraph Baba Basra makes. We can understand the comparison to Cheskes Abatim, or field, right? Cheskes Gimel Shonim. What is Cheskes Gimel Shonim? Are we trying to establish a pattern? Is it a pattern? You know, that this guy's lived here has lived here uninterrupted for the last 3 years. That's a pattern that he tends to live there? Is that what it is? No, it's not. It's a new chal shem. Okay? That's what these holchei usha that were quoted, they're connected. They're the ones who connected, right? The Rabbi Yochanan quoted the holchei usha. Where do we have that back in we first saw the Gemara Basra, right? What was it? Back in source 32. Right, I'm sorry. Source 29. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan Shemata Hochi Usha Omer Minayin Lecheskes Gimel Shonim Mishor HaMu'ud." What's the comparison exactly? You think about it for a moment. What in the world is a comparison between Shor HaMu'ud? What, they're both the number three? That's it. This is three. This is three negichas, and that's 3 years. That's not the strongest of comparisons, right? But if you'll understand it this way, that we're trying to, is that the three indicates a change, a chalos shem, a new chalos shem. Oh, so now it's understood. Okay, now the comparison better understood. Okay, the whole chayusha say that the Shor Nisko, that the Cheskes Gimel Shonim is related to Shor HaMu'ud, because it's not a matter of simply establishing a pattern. It's a new chalos shem. Okay, but by the way, just as a side point, in that sugya in Baba Basra, Rava has a whole different reason altogether why Cheskes Gimel Shonim, he rejects the whole thing. Okay, at the end of the sugya, the others reject this whole Chayusha suggestion. It has nothing to do with Shor HaMu'ud. Or fair, it's a flimsy comparison to compare it to Shor HaMu'ud. The only thing that seems to be common is the number three. Okay, Shkoyach, but the three people in a different Mizuman. Does that have anything to do with it? No. Okay, so, but once we analyze it this way, the way the Rav analyzed it, that the three signifies a status change, a chalos shem. So now you can understand. 3 years, a status change. Again, at the end of the sugya, someone reject that altogether and say the whole reason Cheskes Gimel Shonim is a different reason. It's because after 3 years, it's not necessarily expected that you will still hold on to your title deed, right? An American law also, I think after 7 years, you don't have to keep any tax forms anymore. There are certain rules in American law also. Okay, I think after X number of years, they can't come back, the IRS can't come back to you and ask you about a tax problem 10 years ago. You're not mechuyev to keep. Some people do keep them. I think I have a pile of old tax returns somewhere, in a box somewhere. But strictly speaking, I think there's a maximum number of years that you have to keep them. And after that, you don't have to keep them anymore. It's the same thing in documents of title ownership and so on. So the Rav said, after 3 years, it's not fair to expect that the guy who bought the field is going to still have the copy of the... Okay, but anyway, that's the situation with that. So that was the analysis of the Rav in this regard. Just before we bring it back to Chosni, there's a side point I mentioned at the end yesterday. Again, those who study Rosh Hashanah know that the whole Torah is one thing, right? So we have an interesting halacha lemaisa ramification. This machlokas of Meir Yehuda about Shor for something we just started, and that is, I mentioned the Mashiv Ruach HaMar Geshem. Right, we just started on Shabbos, last Shabbos, the same Asher Mor HaGeshem and Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, what if I'm not sure? If I forget the same Asher Mor HaGeshem, so that's Ma'akev, and I have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, unless he said Mor HaTol. If he said Mor HaTol, so then you're covered. But if you didn't say anything, you just went on. Many Ashkenazim don't say Mor HaTol. They just go on from Rav Lo Shir Mechal Kachai Mechesed. So if you did that now, so then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The question is, what if you're not sure? What if you aren't sure? Okay, as Yerushalmi discusses it, okay, if a person is not sure whether he said Mashu Mor HaGeshem, so Yerushalmi says, and that's brought down the halacha in the tour, in our Chaim Sun Kuf Yod Dalad. So it says over there that if you're within 30 days of Shmini Atzeres, then the assumption is you were still saying what you've been accustomed to saying the last 6 months, namely, not saying Mashu Mor HaGeshem. So therefore, if you're not sure, you better assume that you didn't say Mashu Mor HaGeshem after Pita Shmona Esrei. However, if it's after 30 days, right, some day in January or whatever, if not, suddenly you don't remember that you said Mashu Mor HaGeshem, so you don't have to Pita Shmona Esrei, because since you've been saying it for more than 30 days, since Shmini Atzeres, you're saying it for more than 30 days, so then the assumption is you've been saying it all along. So if you're not sure now, you're covered. We can assume that you said it. So on this, the Maharam Rutenberg had a chap, okay, that what is 30 days? 30 days, three tefillahs a day is 90 tefillahs, right? You said, Mashu Mor HaGeshem 90 times. So it says in Maram Rutenberg, so therefore, based on the logic of Reb Meir, in this Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Dalet, who said this Kal V'chomer, Richek Nigichosav is Chayev, so Kirv Nigichosav certainly, so he says the same thing that Maram Rutenberg suggests. If 90 times over 30 days is enough to say that you are covered, you said Mashu Mor HaGeshem, so say all 90 times in one day. And that's what some people have the practice, that they'll say on the Shmini Atzeres or on Simchas Torah. Some people do it in one of the Hakafas, that Mashu would do like that. Some of the Yeshivas are like that. They'll say 90 times Mashu Mor HaGeshem, and then you're covered, because 90 times already tells you you've said Mashu Mor HaGeshem. So the Torah quotes, Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with the whole thing. He says, what are you talking about? Rabbeinu Peretz rejects the whole thing. He says 90 times in one day doesn't work. Okay, because here you're trying to say, do you have a regularity here? Is there a regularity, right? The 90 times is not a magic number 90. Over 30 days, 90 times of regularity, you say it. Okay, it's like, to give an example, you know, maybe some of you have had this. I know I did. You know, it's one thing you're studying. So if you're studying for a final exam and you study a little bit every day, so that's gonna keep the information is gonna stay in your head longer than if you cram the night before the final. You cram the night before the final, that may work for the day of the final, but let's be honest, you forgot about it 2 days after the final already. Right? You stayed up all night, you crammed all the material into your head in one shot, and so okay, you held on to it, you did well in the final, but now goodbye. Okay, whereas if you were studying it over every day a little bit or whatever the amount is, and accumulating all that information, it's gonna remain in your head. That's the way the most people's minds work. So that's how the Peretz rejects the whole thing. He said 30 days, you want to establish a regularity, right? That you regularly say it, and I do it all the time in one day. That doesn't do any good. But the Maram Rutenberg said what he said. Maram Rutenberg, according to Gedolei Poskei Ashkenaz, so he has this suggestion. So the question that the Noda Behuda and others ask against this, the Maram Rutenberg, but wait a minute, Maram Rutenberg was basing his suggestion on the position of Reb Meir. Right? Reb Meir is the one who said that if the animal gores three times in one day, that's already enough to make him a Shor HaMoed. Don't have to have over 3 days. The Torah says 3 days means even over 3 days, but even in one day is good enough. So, but we don't accept Reb Meir la'halacha. Reb Meir is not accepted la'halacha. Reb Yehuda requires 3 days. So why would the Maram Rutenberg bring a raya? Why would the Maram Rutenberg bring a raya regarding Mashu Mor HaGeshem from the position of Reb Meir in the Gemara? Reb Meir is rejected. That's not accepted la'halacha. Right, so again, with this is so the Reb Yehuda really hits it. Also, he said, "No, the what's the machlokas? What exactly is the machlokas? Okay, it could be that logically Reb Meir is absolutely correct. If all we're trying to do is establish a pattern, then in a Hanami, Reb Meir is right. Reb Meir is right because we're trying to establish a pattern that this is not a docile animal anymore. It's a wild animal. So Meir is right. If he did it three times in one day, he's right. LMI, like the Rav said, no, that's not what we're trying to do. It's not just a matter of establishing a pattern, but rather what? Identifying a new chalos shem. That's what Yehuda says. The Pasuk tells us it's got to be over 3 days because we have for that, you need a chalos shem. You need it over 3 days. So that's good for the machlokas, perhaps in Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir holds that all we're trying to do is establish a pattern. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's more than trying to establish a pattern. We're trying to, you know, create a new chal Hashem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, by the Maamar Rutenberg, we're not trying to establish chal Hashem by Mashu Mechad Geshem. What are we trying to, a chal Hashem that this is a guy who says Mashu Mechad Geshem, no such thing. All we're interested in doing by Mashu Ruch is establishing a pattern. So there, the mayor is right. Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the mayor. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the mayor regarding Shor, because there the goal is to create this Chal Hashem. But by Mashu Mechad Geshem, we're not looking to establish any Chal Hashem. We're not trying to say that this guy is a guy who says Mashu Mechad Geshem. It's not a matter of a Chal Hashem. It's a matter of, you know, we're establishing a pattern. Again, Rabbi Parrot says the whole thing. It's not a pattern, it's a regularity. Okay, but according to Maram Rutenberg, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. In such a case, he disagrees by Shor, because he says by Shor, we need more than just a birur, more than just establishing a pattern. It's a chal Hashem. That's not the case by Shor and Geshem. Okay, you know, that's a total side pattern. Let's come back now to the world of Nidah. Okay, because that's with all this in the background. Because again, the Rav spoke about this, because the same thing with the Kriyas Vesas or the Kriya for, he didn't mention my Kriyas Vesas here in Baba Kama, although he mentioned my Nidah. We'll see in a second. So let's come back now to the world of Nidah. So you hear the Chapa by Mashu Mechad Geshem. So it's an interesting Shtikl Torah. I mean, you have an unexpected halachic Maisa Nafkamina in this Machokas of Meir and Yehuda. It's unexpected, because suddenly it's talking about Mashu Mechad Geshem, which we would not have necessarily connected to Baba Kama. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Hilchos Nidah. So let's look at 56. The Torah says, as we know in Parshas Mitzora, right, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Chov Vav, and Vayikra, it says, Kala Mishkav Asher Tishkav Alo Koyim Eizova Kemishkav Nidasi Yala V'chol HaKli Asher Teshav Alo Tome Yeh Ketumas Nidasa. The parallel between Nidah and Zova, right? The parallel between Nidah and Zova. So, now, the Rav brings this up in the following point. The Rambam, as we saw already in 57, the Rambam in Hilchos Isur Bia Perek Vav, okay, that's where the Rambam speaks about the 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, and so on. You know, he refers to that. Okay, we know his Shita there, right? Remember the Rambam says that once you saw three times, okay, three consecutive days in the Yemei Ziva, even if she never counted Shiva Nekiyim, nevertheless, she goes back to Nida after 11 days are up. Right, that was one thing the Rambam says. She goes back to the Yemei Nidah, even though she never finished Shiva Nekiyim. And number two, even if she never had Yemei Nidah, the Yemei Ziva can come anyway. And the other Rishonim, we said, remember what I'm talking about, right? And the other Rishonim argued on both points. The other Rishonim argued on both points. Number one, you can't go back to being a Nidah until after the Shiva Nekiyim of Yemei Ziva are over. Okay, you don't go back to Yemei Nidah. And number two, Yemei Ziva can't start until after 7 days of Nidah. Right? So that was the machlokas on the double level between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But the Rambam writes as follows. Okay, he admits the following. He mentioned this then, but I didn't stress it. Perek Vov Halacha, first of Halacha Aleph, he writes, Dam Anida v'dam Azova, Dam Akoshi v'dam Yoledes, Dam Torah Shalas, Kulo Dam Echad Hu Minamakar Uba, Umayan Echad Hu. Right, all this Dam, whether it's Dam Nida, Dam Zova, Dam Akoshi means when she goes into labor, and Dam Yoledes when she has the baby, and Dam Torah, that's the blood that comes after the baby, and so on. So that's all from the same place. It comes from the same Mokar. It's from, you know, there's uterine blood. It comes from the same place, and the only difference is in matter of timing. When does it happen? Right, the dam itself is the same exact dam. You hear what the Rambam is saying? The dam itself is the same exact dam. Sometimes she'll be tahora, sometimes she'll be anida, sometimes she'll be zava, depending on when it happens. That's the Rambam. Everyone with me? Right, we saw this already. Now halacha beis, the Rambam writes ketzad, kishatira isha dam tchila. When a woman first sees dam, well, she first starts getting her period when she's I don't know, 10, 11, 12, how old is she? However old she is. Okay. Oh, and this is key. Oh, kishatira bishas vesta. If she sees dam at the time of her vesas, now we have a better understanding what that is. At the time when she's expecting to see dam, okay, if she sees dam at the time of her vesas, okay, which has been established, okay, that who ace shekaval lidos. So he explains what a vesas is. That's the time which she has established to expect her period. Harezu nida kol shivas hayamim. Then she does become a nida. And it's then I don't care what it's 7-11. And the Rambam is saying it could end up being 7-11, 7-11, 7-2. And if the next dam, if she sees dam, even in the middle of what would have been the 11 days, but that's the time of her veses, so then the Rambam agrees that's dam nida for 7 days. Bain Rasa Kol Shiva Bain Shal Rasa Latipa Rishon Babad. That's a different point. Again, Midor Raisa doesn't matter whether she saw all 7 days or even just one day and so on. And then Rasa Bam Shmini, then the eighth day after that, then Hari Dam Ziva, Neshubalo Es Nidosa. The Rambam is telling us an important point. Even the Rambam admits it's not automatically 7-11, 7-11, 7-11 forever. Okay? The clock is reset. And when she has dam at the time of her veses, then it's reset at Yemei Nida. You hear what I'm saying? I believe I mentioned when we first learned it, but we kind of glossed over because we didn't have all the facts. But is everyone with me on this? Right? In other words, when you have 7-11, 7-11, 7-11 is not an ongoing cycle forever and ever. Okay? If she sees dam on a day when she's expecting her period, why? Why is that so? Because obviously, what is Yemei Ziva? How does the Torah call Yemei Ziva? What does the Torah call it? Belo Es Nidasa, right? Lo Es Nidasa. Well, if it's the day of her vestas, you can't call that Lo Es Nidasa. What do you mean? That is Es Nidasa, right? So that can't be Dam Ziva, even according to the Rambam. I don't care if it's the middle of the 11 days in terms of the ongoing cycle. It doesn't matter. If this is the day when she's expecting her period, you can't say that's Rasa Belo Es Nidasa. That is Es Nidasa, right? So, the Rambam says, "Al Gimel, Chol Dam Shetir B'Socham Shebein Veses Nida LeVeses Nida Haru Dam Ziva." And so that's something else. Okay, of the 11 days, you look at Halacha Dalet. It gives an example. Okay, Kol Shiva Seyamim Shenikba LeVeses B'Chalas and Henikar Meini Dasa. Okay, any dam that she sees. Shivasam shenikbala veses betchilosan. 7 days which begin with the day that she has established as a veses, that's when she begins to get her period. So that's going to be called Yemei Nidasa. Even if that veses lands in the middle of the Yemei Ziva, according to her calculation of 7-11, 7-11, okay? So just give an example. Let's pick 30 days. Okay, she sees Dam every 30 days. Now let's look at the calendar. So she has 7 days of Yemei Nida, according to the Rambam. Then automatically 11 days Yemei Ziva. Then according to the Rambam, it goes right back next 7 days. So now 7, 11 is 18, and 7 is 25. Okay, now day 30, technically, according to her calculation, is in the middle of 11. Right, you with me? 7, 11 is 18, and 7, 25. Now the next 11. So she sees on day 30, she sees them. That's technically in the middle of the 11, in the middle of the next set of 11. But it doesn't matter because that's the day when she was Kovaz Veses. So it's not going to be 7-11, 7-11 forever. It'll end up being 7-11, 7-5, right? Because on day 5, which was the 30th day since the last time, day 30, she sees them. But that's Es Nidasa. That's the day of her Veses. You with me? Okay, so it's not, I'm just trying to say, the Rambam is telling you, it's not 7-11, 7-11 all the time. Okay, so it is important. It's basically, the clock resets, all right? And it was 30, which is in the middle of these 11 days, is nevertheless going to be considered Dam Nida, okay? And Bain Rasa Ben Dam El Arasa Ben Dam, Umrei Ma Nikra and Yemei Nida, Mei Shein Ru'uyen Le Nida, even if she actually didn't see it, but that the Rambam admits, if that's her Veses, then the clock resets. The clock resets and starts again with the 7 Yemei Nida. Why? Mipnei Shein Ru'uyin Lenida. Those are days when she's expecting. You can't call that Lo Es Nidasa in the language of Torah. That is Es Nidasa. V'chol Dam Shetir Ben Dam Nida Chashim. However, Halacha Hey writes, V'chol Acharas Yom She'achar Shiva De Yemei Ziva. Okay, those are Yemei Ziva because they're Ru'uyin LeZiva. All right? Halacha Vav, Kol Yemei Yishim Yom She'gipa LeVeses Ad She'Tomos Ad She'Yakar Ves Le'Yom Acher Tispar Lom Shiva Mitzkilas Yom HaVeses V'Acherin Achare. So it's 7-11, 7-11 started with Yom HaVeses. Again, we saw this Rambam, but I didn't emphasize the point because we hadn't determined what, we hadn't focused on Veses yet. But that's what the Rambam tells us over here. Now, everyone with me on that? Then it's important, an important point to know. So with this in mind, let's take a look now at the next Gemara, and that is on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. 58. Okay. The Rambam writes, and this is going to be, you see, this is part of the Rav's Raya, that by Veses, by Nida also, it's not a matter of a pattern, but it's a matter of establishing a Chalos Shem. Let's take a look. 58. Nida Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Afa Pi Shomer Dayo Shaita. Okay, we're talking about a woman who has a veses. So Daya Shaita, in other words, you don't have to go back either to the last Bedika or back 24 hours by Taurus, right? We learned already a few times. Okay. So Afal Pishar with Daya Shaita, Tzricha Leos Bodekis. Okay, she should still examine herself. This is for Taurus purposes. Rashi 59, Tzrichalios Bodekes, Bechol Yom Shachris La'arvis Kishar Noshim. Okay? A woman should check anyway. Okay? She has a vesis, but she should check every day anyhow. If she has a vest every 30 days, so now day 21, she's not expecting her period, right? Nonetheless, she should check anyhow. If she's working with Taurus, she should check anyways. Okay? Really? You mean? She should check anyhow. All right? Chutz, unless she's actually a nida. Chutz min hanida. Unless she's actually in the 7 days of being a nida. Then she doesn't have to check. Why? Because what's the purpose of checking? She knows she's going to find out. She's a nida. Right? As Rashi says, Chutz min hanida. Misharos yom echad tmeya shiva. Beina tzricha bedika kol shiva. Shari below ri'ya. He tmeya anyway. Right? Good. She's going to do a bedika. Well, good. Even if she finds nothing. Okay, she becomes a nida, right? So let's say on day three, she does a bedik and finds nothing. So what? She's still a nida anyway for 7 days. Remember, according to the Torah, you're a nida for 7 days, whether she saw only the first day, only the first 2 days, or all 7 days. It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, the Mishnah says there's no reason, there's no purpose for her to do a bedikah while she's a nida because the bedikah is not going to add or subtract. The bedikah is not going to accomplish anything. Okay, even if as Rashi says, ain't a tzricha b'dika kol shiva shari below re'iyah, he tamei, she's anyway, good, she'll do a b'dika and find she's clean, mazel tov, but it doesn't change anything, she's still a nida for 7 days, right, so there's no reason for her to do a b'dika, right, again, this is for Taurus purposes, but that's what the Mishnah says. Also, same thing, v'hayo sheves al dam tohar. Okay, Sheves al Dam Tor. Remember, Dam Tor is after she has a baby. So she has a baby, the beginning of Parshas Tazria. After she has a baby boy, so she's tummy for 7 days, and then she's Tor for the next 33 days, even though she has a discharge of Dam. And as we saw just now in the Rambam, even if it came from that part of the body, it doesn't matter. She's Tor. And with a girl, she's tummy for 14 days and Tor for 66 days. So that's Midoraisa. That's Dam Tor. So the Mishnah says the same thing. Okay? The Mishnah says the same thing. There's no reason for her to check when she's Yemei Tar because she's Tar anyway. Even if she finds Dam, she's Tar anyways. Midaraisa, she's Tar anyway. So what's the purpose of checking? You hear? So that's what the Mishnah says. Again, a woman is Osekes Pitaras, should check every day, even at a time when she's not expecting a period. She should check every day just to make sure because she's working with Taurus, but there's no reason for the check when she's a Nida because she's Tameh anyway, so the checking doesn't accomplish anything, A. And B, according to, likewise, but you may tar for the opposite. There's no reason to do any checking because what's the difference? She'll check and find that she has Dam, big deal. It's a Dam Tar anyway. Right? That's the Mishnah. Okay? Now, as Rashi says in 59, even if she sees Dam Tori anyway, doesn't make a difference. Okay, so based upon this, the Rav said a very interesting point based on this mission. 1 second, I'll give you a reason why she should check during the Yemei Tor, not necessarily for Tars, right? She's Tar anyway, but maybe she can establish a period. Maybe she can begin to establish when she's expecting to see Dam. Why shouldn't she check to make sure? Good, the Dam is Dam Tar. It doesn't have any practical ramification in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, but it could theoretically have a ramification. Let her check, okay? Let her check anyway, because it could be she should establish a pattern. Now, that could contribute towards her establishing, you know, day 30, whatever it is. Dam Tor is for 33 days, or let's say after a girl, 66 days, a long time. So she should check because maybe in that time she'll establish a pattern. You're right, it won't have any Lamaisa ramifications right now because of Dam Daraisa, because of Dam Tor, but why shouldn't she check? So the Rav said, no, because again, the only thing that establishes a pattern is a re'iya ha-mechayeves, just like we said in negicha. This, the Rav, by the way, it does not say in the in the Baba Kam. It's in the Shiurim Nida. I mentioned Rabbi Konigsberg said, but this point, this issue is not part of that. But it's the same yisod. It's the same yisod. Okay, and it was the Baba Kam. The Mishima Shiurim Baba Kam. He talked about negicha, and he also talked about Vesus, Kovas. Well, no, but he doesn't. I don't think he brings this Gemara then. I don't think he brings this Gemara. Maybe he does, actually, now that I think about it. I think this Gemara he does bring. I'm not sure. But anyway, but he mentioned the Nichus Nida too. It's the same Yisod. Okay? And that is just like you need a Negicha HaMechayeves, because we're not just trying to establish a pattern. If all we're trying to establish is a cycle or a pattern, then Eina Chanami, she should take a check even in the Yemei Tohar, because maybe that will contribute towards her establishing a pattern of Riyas Dam. Elamai, the Mishnah says, you don't have to check because it doesn't establish. Why not? Because the same Yisod is by Negicha. Just like you need a Negicha Mechayeves, you also need a Re'iyah Mechayeves, so to speak, or, you know, a Re'iyah Mechayeves also. Okay? So that's why she doesn't have to check of the Dam Tohar. Okay, a re'iya mechayeves, which means a chalos of eis, because the chalos shame, it's not just a pattern. It's establishing a chalos of what's called eis nidasa. That's how the Rav learned it. It's establishing a chalos of what's called eis nidasa. Yeah. Other question. Okay, good. So that's sugya. Okay. Similarly, the Gemara in source 60, the Gemara on that Mishnah. The Gemara and Yud Aleph Mar Aleph, source 60, says, "Chutz min hanidrach minitzah lo boy bedika." So Gemara says, "Wait a minute, that seems to be machlokas or shlokas miyochem whether that's true." The Mishnah says, "Chutz min hanida." Nida doesn't have to check. So hanichav shmulokas amar isha kovas lo veses besochim ei zivasa. Okay, the ein isha kovas lo veses besochim ei nidasa. All right, according to Bishlokish, a woman cannot be kovas aveses in the days of Yemei Nida. Okay? In other words, you don't treat every day differently. You know, so your Nida's for, you don't say, oh, well, today's the fifth of month. She saw in Rosh Chodesh, let's say. We'll see it in Rashi in a second. Well, let's look in Rashi. Besochim mitoch Yemei Zivasa, 61. Kagon, Rosob Rosh Chodesh. Well, the Rashi spells it out for us very clearly in terms of examples that we can relate to. So, Kagon Rosa Rosh Chodesh, right? She saw Daman Rosh Chodesh. Because of Rosa Betesvav Chodesh. Okay, good. Kishomer is Biyam Shein Ru'il Aziva. All right, those are in the Ziva days because the 15th is after the 7-11. It's the middle of the 11, right? The Hanu Yud Alf Yom Shein Nidal Nidal. Because of Rosh Chodesh. And in the next month, you also saw Rosh Chodesh. And again, Betesvav Chodesh. Because of the following month, she saw on the third month, she saw only the 15th and not the Rosh Chodesh before. Shekavala Vesas the Tesla of Bechodesh. Umitstarfin, Tarti, Rios to Meziva, Lahach Ria Lekvias Vesas. In other words, the first two Rios, in this case, were Ibi Meziva, because she saw on Rosh Chodesh, so now you have 7 days. Then after the 7 days come 11. It's going to all Rishonim because after the 7 days up comes 11. And she saw on the 15th was in the middle of those 11. Okay, good. Same thing happened the next month. She saw on Rosh Chodesh and she saw again on the 15th, which is in the middle of the 11. So she now has two Re'iyas, which were Bimei Ziva. Now the third month, she did not see on Rosh Chodesh, but she saw on the 15th. So now we say, oh, she's established a pattern to see on 15th, 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 15th. Meaning that the first two, even though they're Bimei Ziva, they contribute towards, the third time it was not Bimei Ziva. The third time it was, again, we're not learning like the Rambam right now. Okay, the third time was not Bimei Ziva. She hadn't seen on Rosh Chodesh. The third time was fresh, so to speak. So now, retroactively, those other two, the Bimei Ziva, that's the Shita of Reish Lakish. Look in the Gemara. Ha Nicha, 60. Ha, this is Yud Alef and Alef, Yud Alef and Sikta. Ha Nicha, Rav Shimon HaLevi, Rav Isha Kovas Lo Veses Pesoch Yimei Zivasa. The days of Yimei Zivasa do count towards establishing the Kvias Veses. You with me? That's the Gemara. But Be'en Isha Kovas Lo Veses Pesoch Yimei Zivasa. Okay, as the next Rashi, the Ein Isha Kovas Aves Mimidosa Kigon. Look at this. Rosh of Rosh Chodesh. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. Bechaz Rosh of Bechamishi Bechodesh. And she saw again the fifth of the month. The fifth, not the 15th, the fifth. The Hani May Nidus. And then again, Bechaz Rosh of Od Palm and Bechamishi Bechodesh. Okay, another time, fifth and fifth. Lo Koval Aveses. She Ein Riesi May Nida Ria Likvo. She Alula Liros May Nidusa. No. Seeing on the fifth, that's not a new Ria. That's attached to the Re'iyah of Rosh Chodesh, right? In other words, she saw in Rosh Chodesh. So for the next 7 days, it's normal for her to see Dams. That's not a new Re'iyah that can be Kovas of Esses. So now, if in the third month, she saw just on the fifth, she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh, but you cannot now be Mitzarev the first 2 months, fifth Re'iyah on day five, fifth of the month, because that was attached to Rosh Chodesh. Those were not Kovas. That wasn't a new Vesses. You follow? So that's what the Rosh Chodesh means. Okay, and that works out with the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, that a Nida doesn't have to do examination. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't accomplish anything because she's Tameya anyway, and it doesn't accomplish anything in terms of being Kovaya Vesus either. With me? Right? That was an important Gemara to know. Okay? So this is what it says. Now, comes the... However, continues the Gemara, now back in 60, continues the Gemara. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Isha Kovas Lavesus, Ochamin Dosa, Tivdok, Dilma Kovala Vesus. Right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold that a woman can be Kovas Vesus in the Yemei Nida. Those seeing Dominic Yemei Nida can contribute towards creating ultimately a Vesus. So she should do Bedika, Dilma Kovala Vesus. Good. It doesn't have any ramification, like we said before about the Yemei Tohar. It doesn't have any ramification in terms of, at that point, Tumah V'Tahara, but it'll have ramification in Kovas Vesus. Right, that's the kasha. How does Yochanan shtim with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says there's no need for a dubedika. So we explained before, by Yemei Tar, there's no need for a dubedika. It won't have any impact on right now because she's Tar anyway. So what is she going to do a bedika for? Let's say she finds Dam. Doesn't mean anything. She's Tar. And we said that Rav Salvech explained that it doesn't have any ramification either for Kavias Yemei Tar, Kavias Vesas, because the Yemei Tar are not Re'ia HaMechayevas. So the Gemara is saying the same, basically the Gemara is really saying the same thing. The Gemara is saying, according to Reish Lakish, I understand why you don't have to do any bedikas. Why I understand why the Mishnah says you don't have to do bedika in the Yemei Nida. Because A, again, it has no ramification for Tumah V'Tahara. She's Tummy anyway. Okay, so at B, it can't contribute towards the establishment of Vesus anyway. The way we explained, the Rashi spelled it out. But according to Yochanan, that Isha Kovaslo Vesas Bemeini Dosa, that she can, yes, establish a Vesas Yemeini Dosa. So according to Yochanan, as the Gemara says, Tivdog Dilma Kovala Vesas. She should do a Bedik, even Yemeini Nida. Not for the Taurus purposes, that's not going to change. She's Tommy anyway, but she's do a Bedik for Vesas purposes. The Gemara answers, Omer Chab Yochanan, Kamina Anoa, Heichid de Chazisim Mayan Sosum, Abba Chazir Mayan Pasuach Lo Amri. So Yochanan qualifies Yeshita. We'll look in Rashi, okay? The next Rashi was Shapir. Shapir katar masis lo boy bedika dila tmuya tmei he bila kovah vesas laid them tishna vesas shalosh pomi omecha achar shein lemuda arach shohamer to lo kovah. That's a shlokish. But what about Yochanan? So Yochanan says as follows. Look at the last Rashi in 61. Mimayan sosum. Okay. Kedem farish aliba the Yochanan b'shili daf lamentes kegon dechazi reish yarcha bereish yarcha ve'esim v'chamisha bereish yarcha. She saw in Rosh Chodesh. And she saw again on Rosh Chodesh. The third month, she saw on the 25th. And again on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. The Havariya Basraisa B'mei Nidusa. The third Re'iyah was already when she was in Nida, because she saw on the 25th. She saw Rosh Chodesh. Then she saw on the 25th of the month. And again on Rosh Chodesh. So the third Rosh Chodesh was, B'mei Nidusa. Okay. That's when Rabbi Yochanan says, that third Re'iyah counts as establishing Rosh Chodesh as a day of expected verses. Okay, can the fact that she saw a few days early, so she happened to have more dam this month, so she started a few days early. But Rosh Chodesh is nikba as the yom of verses. Here, that's the Yochanan Shita. The avada kava mishum the tchilas verses huksav b'mayin sosum v'gam riachon chashilah k'mayin sosum. However, in the case we mentioned before, where she saw on Rosh Chodesh and day 25, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh and then day 5, Rosh Chodesh and day 5, that even Rabbi Yochanan admits is no need. Because even Rabbi Yochanan admits over there that you can't be Kovas Vesas, because that's simply an extension of the period that she got on the first day, on Rosh Chodesh. The fifth is not a new one. So that's why he's mechalik between the Mayan Sosum, so to speak, the springs were stopped up, so to speak, and a Mayan Pasuach. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, my Shita was when it came from a Mayan Sosum, a Mayan Pasuach, then we don't say it. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So anyway, the Rambam Paskin, if we look at 62, the Rambam Paskin, the Hilchos Rabbi Parakas Halachatez. Eina Isha Kovas Alvesuch Menedusa Sharaban Kigon Sharasi Yom Echad Eina Kovas Alvesu Bechol HaShiva. The Rambam Pasuk is very simply, okay, that if a woman sees Nida on a certain day, any Dam she sees the next 7 days will not contribute towards being Kovei Avesus. That's all considered part of the original Riyah. But he Eina Isha Kovas That's something else. Okay, if she doesn't, if she may need a shayna robin. Okay, but again, the Rambam paskins like that. So this is the this being the case. This is also part of that same raya, so to speak. It's all part of that same raya. That what was koveya is a riyah hamechayevis. Okay, what's koveya is a riyah mechayevis, a new riyah mechayevis. And just the establishment of pattern is not enough. And then 63, I just had that's by the Dam Tor. Okay, by the Dam Tor, the same thing. Mao de tema tibdo dimo kava vesas, kamashon, the Mayan Tor, the Mayan Tomelo kava, right? We don't relate them, and it has to be a riyah mechayevis. Okay, and Rashi says, but that's not a real mechayevus. All right, so that everyone gets it, right? The Adkan, what the Rav said over there in Rav Kama, and the idea of a real mechayevus. One other relevant sugya, well, this will finish up, okay? And that is, this the Rav did not bring in at all in Rav Kama, but he says it here in the Nida Shirim, and it's the same idea. Okay, look now at Samach Gimel and Beis. Samach Gimel and Beis, 65. Well, this will move to finish up. Did everyone get what I just proved in terms of the Riyah Mechayeves and so on, and from the two sugyas, right? From the sugya of Meitor and the sugya of, you know, she's saw and made Idosa, that they don't count as a new Riyah and so on. Okay, right? Because again, any Riyah during the 7 days is not a Riyah Mechayeves. It doesn't have any status, so can't be contributing towards the Kriyas Vesas. Good. All right, let's take a look finally at Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara quotes from Shmuel as follows. Amar Huna Barchia Amar Shmuel. Hare Amru means we don't know who said it. It's like Yesh Omrim. Hare Amru. Liyamim Shnayim Levestos Achas and Lamashalomon Chachamim Shlosha. What it basically means is as follows. Sometimes a Kriyas Veses can be established after two times, sometimes after one time, and sometimes after three times. There are different types of Vestas, and they're Nikba after a different number of times. What does it mean? Liyamim Shnayim. Shmuel claims, Liyamim Shnayim. Okay? And look at Rashi in 66. Hari Amru. You don't need it two times, only three times, okay? Namely, by Yomim Shnayim, says Rashi, in the second line of 66, Yomim Shnayim, Vestos de Yomi, Mishakvosan Shte Pomim, Have Vestas. This is according to Shmuel. I'm not saying we pass it this way, but according to Shmuel, once she saw it twice, the Vestas of Yomim, she saw it twice on the 15th of the month, that's already it. That's already a Kriyas Vestas. Liyomim Shnayim. Levestos, and Rashi explains right away, Levestos de Gufa, has physical manifestations, Vestas de Gufa, then Achas. Okay, says Rashi, Levestos de Gufa, physical Vestas, that's what the word Vestas means here, physical. Okay, the Mishnah says, what they are. She has a basic, cramps or whatever else, headaches, and trembling, whatever the Vestas are, physical Vestas. One time, already says, if this woman, when she gets her period, this is what happens to her, so then we assume when this happens, so she's getting her period. Okay? One time is enough. And then something else. Lema shalomonu chachamim. Lema shalomonu chachamim. Needs three times. Okay? Shlosha. What does it mean, lema shalomonu chachamim? Rashi says, lema shalomonu chachamim, 66, Vesas Shalosh, Kamal Shmuel, Lamashalom Chacham Mayhi. Shmuel, I don't know what that is. Shmuel quoted this, but he wasn't sure. I don't know what it is. What's Mashalom Chacham? Hachin Amar Shmuel. Ani Shamati Kain Lamashalom Moni Chacham Shalosh. Aval Ena De'amahu. Right? Shmuel was saying, right? That's Shmuel's language. Hare Amru. They said this, but I don't know what it means. I'm not sure what it means. What is Lamashalom? And again, Vestas of days requires two times. Vestas by Guf. Some sort of a physical, ramification. That's one time. Something else is three times. So more asks, Lasuya Mai, Lumashonach Lasuya Mai. So Amar Yosef, Lasuya Rosha Kobed Alel. She has a headache. Her head feels heavy. Okay. Vevora Kobed Alel. Her limbs feel heavy. Rosessa, she's trembling. Rugosa, you know, coughing or sneezing. Okay. So I'm going to buy my commercial masnisini. No, that can't be. That's a mishnah. Those are physical things. Those are the physical things. Okay. So even though those particular ones weren't listed, it's hard to imagine those are different. The mishnah only lists certain physical reactions. So what are you going to say? It says Abaye, the one, only the ones the mishnah listed? No, all physical things are the same. Physical requires two. Okay, physical things, and this is also. All right. Okay, so therefore, you also one time is enough. He mentions aching head, aching limbs, which were not listed in the mishnah. So Abaye says, so what, they're not listed in the mishnah? Mishnah means physical things, other things similar to that. So that only requires one time. Ella, what is it? So what is it, Abaye says? All right. Ella Mabaye, La Suye, Achla Shum Verasa, Achla Betzelem Verasa. She ate certain food. She ate garlic, and that caused it. She ate onions, or kisses of pilpulim. Pilpulim is pepper. I think it means the spice, not the vegetable. She chopped up pepper. Okay. Verasa. These are all food oriented things. These are things which she thought, okay, she thought she could eat, and then it made her get her period. So that requires three times. That's what it means. Shmuel didn't know what it meant. L'mashal omano chachamim. So later Amarim explained, Abaye explained that it means she ate certain types of foods, onions, peppers, whatever, okay, garlic. So that's what caused her to get the period. And that has to happen three times to automatically associate that with her getting a period. You with me? So Amar Yosef lo shamila lo shmaitza. Yosef said, I never heard that one. I never heard that one. So I'm going to buy it. Atamritel, you're the one who taught it to us. Remember, we've had this in the past. The Gemara, Rav Yosef was one of the great Amoraim. Okay? Rav Yosef was one of the great Amoraim, Rosh Hashiva, and so on. But he got sick. Now, whether it means some sort of dementia, whatever it was, he forgot a lot of his learning. Okay? Rav Yosef forgot a lot of his learning. So, the Gemara, a number of times, Abaye, who was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, would have discussions with Yosef, and Yosef, who taught you that? And Abaye said, you did. Okay, Rav Yosef didn't remember. So Abaye reminded that this is one of the cases. Okay, so Amar Yosef, lo shmila li hashmaitza. Amar Abaye, atamrita li ala, you taught it to us. Okay, baha amrita li ala, and you said it in conjunction with this Mishnah, on this Mishnah, which we had back in source, I think it was, where was it? Said it in connection with this Mishnah. Yeah, in source 14. Okay, look back at source 14, the Mishnah on Samuel Gimel Beis. Hay selim udali yisrael yom tesva v'shin selim yisrael yom beis. Well, we actually, it's really quoted here. It's a Mishnah, but Abaye said, you taught us this din in regards to this Mishnah. Okay, hay selim udali, Mark quotes the Mishnah. It's the same daf, Samuel Gimel Beis and Nida. Hay selim udali yisrael yom chamishasa v'shin selim esrim. Remember, we discussed that the other day. She ordinarily saw on the 15th, now she saw on the 20th. So that month, zev is esrim. Next day, you have to be choshir on both days. After Choshesh on the 15th still, because maybe her pattern didn't change, it was just an aberration. The other hand, to be Choshesh the 20th also, because maybe her pattern did change, it's new, we don't know. So therefore, Zev is Esrin. Same thing if it happened the second time, okay? Shalosh Pamliom Esrim, if it already happened now three times on day 20, then Huta Yom Chamisha, so from now on, 15th is not a problem. Recover Yom Esrim, She'ein Isha Kovasa Vesa, Achidikbara Shalosh Pamim. So that's what the Mishnah says. So Abaye tells of Yosef, on this comment in the Mishnah, you taught us, Amrit Lan Allah, three lines in the bottom of 65. After quoting the Mishnah, Abaye said, and in conjunction with this din in the Mishnah, you, Rav Yosef, taught us, Amr Yerom Shmuel, Zu Dibir Rabbi Gamliel, by Rebbe, Sha'am Rishom Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is all in accordance with Shimon Gamliel. Now who's of Shimon Gamliel? Our Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, back from Yavamos, who said, how many times is needed for Chazaka? Three. Right, this comes full circle, comes back to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, let's take a look. Look at Rashi. Sha'am Rav Shimon Gamliel. Delo havichaz. Look at the second last Rashi printed in 66. Okay, Sha'am Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Delo havichazaka batzim itlas. You don't have a chazaka less than 3 days. That's the same Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, l'shitaso. He quotes that case with the woman that they couldn't have children. Okay, so she goes to one husband and waits 10 years, another husband waits 10 years. So she can marry a third, just not a fourth, because Shimon Gamliel says the chazaka is established after three times. So says Rav Yosef, says Abaye, to Rav Yosef, explaining what Rav Yosef himself said. This Mishnah here in Nida Samach Gimel Beis, which said that in order to switch from, in order to cancel out day 15, and now it's day 20, whichever one we had, I forgot to read. Okay, whichever one had been the pattern before, and now we say three times in a row canceled out. That's all like Rabbi Hu, that's all that Zu Diber Gamliel Barabi Sha'am Rashim Shim Galil. Ava Chachomim, the other Chachomim who sided with Rebbe, Omrim, Rasa Enotzricha Lolashanish Lolashalish. Okay, there's sometimes when she sees you don't need a second or a third time. And the Gemara says, as a parenthetical mark, well, if you don't need a second time, of course you don't need a third time. Why'd they phrase it, you don't need a second or a third time? Well, if you don't need a second, you don't need a third either, right? No, Amrinu L'cha, L'shanos Amrit L'shosh Mibayah. I mean, once you say you don't need a second time, then Avadi don't need a third time. No, it means because there's different things. Amrit L'cha, L'shanos B'vestos, right? Vestos two times. L'shalosh, L'shalosh B'yamin. Okay? There are times you don't need that, okay? Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can never have less than three times, period. That's it, okay? You always have to have three. Therefore, that's stems of the Mishnah. But Rav Yosef said it depends. There are different things, okay? And therefore, there are some occasions, and the Abai was, again, explaining, all right, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says you always need three to establish a chazaka. But according to the Chachamim, who you assume at the end is Rebbe, if she sees Dam in certain situations, she doesn't have to see twice or three times. Okay, and whether it's two or three, depends whether it's, what type of thing. A Vesa Guf needs only one time. Okay, Vesa Guf needs only one time. Okay, and a Vesa Liyamim needs only two times. All right, so comes of Salavet. You hear? That's what emerges from this Gemara. Okay. And look what the Gemara says, the Tosa says in 67. Tosa is Devasel Yomim Shnayim, Hainu Kerebi. The Omar betrays him. They have a chazoka. Okay, Rebbe says, no, you can have two times enough. Sometimes he wants enough, but two times enough, that's Rebbe. Right? The Chachomim who identified, that's Rebbe against him, Shimon Gamliel. That you can even have two times. The Shalom Arachom, Gimahova, Eno Vesis Gomer. Aye. So how come in the case of the foods, the eating the garlic and the onions, you needed three? So you follow? We're being introduced here to the fact that sometimes you only need some type of vessels. Let's say a vessel of Yomim needs only two times. The Mishnah seems to say you need three, but this Brisa, the Shmuel quotes, you need only, or this text, the Shmuel quotes, you only need two. So the Gemara answers there, because the Mishnah is a Alibid of Shimon Gamliel. And these three times. Okay, this Mishnah, again, back in Source 14, it's quoted, but at the same daf here, you need the Samuel Gimel base. So the Mishnah needs, says you need three times. Okay, that's like a Shimon Gamliel. Says a Chazak always needs three times. Yeah, but according to Rebbe, sometimes two is enough. For example, Vestus Liyamim, two is enough. Two is enough. Why does he insist on three in the case with the food, right? Because he said even there, Shalomono Chachamim ends up being, the woman ate garlic and so a period, onions or peppers or whatever else has caused her to have a period. So why did for that do three times? He says, because Hova ain't no Vesas Gomor. That's not a real Vesas, because, you never know. Food, I mean, a lot of things going on. Maybe it wasn't cooked properly. When you're dealing with food, it's very hard to say that this is a contributing factor. Okay, so therefore, for that, you need three times. Then, Mo the Rebbe, the Bog Gimel Zimri. Even Rebbe agrees you need three times for that, because that's not a real a bona fide Vesas. But let's forget about the food problem right now. Let's focus on the middle one. And that is, that this is Rebbe who says, Trey Zimri have a chazaka. Okay, that's the Shita of Rebbe. So, again, it comes back to this. According to Rebbe, so it's a regular din of chazaka, all right? And it's a din of mitzias. So therefore, when it comes to vesa guf, one time is enough. When it comes to vesas liyamim, two times enough. In a case where the woman eats garlic or pepper, that requires three times because that's not such a strong chazaka, okay? But the common denominator between all three of these things is the Rebbe holds that basically chazaka is a din of mitzias. The din of mitzias. And the different types of mitzias require different numbers of time to establish a chazaka. According to Shimon Galil, always need three. Why? So the Rav said, again, this is in the need of those. Because according to Shimon Galil, Chazok is what? It's establishing a Chalav Shem. Goes back to that same Chilik. Again, the Rav, as I remember, did not quote this Nafkamina in the Baba Kama presentations, but he quotes it in the need of the Shurim, and it's the same Yisod. the same yesod. Okay? In other words, according to Rebbe, everything is a matter of metzias. Right? It's a chazoka based on metzias. And different metzias have different numbers associated with the chazoka. So certain metzias, like physical pain, so that one time is enough to establish it. So you can mechalek between this type of vest and that type of vest. A vest is a guf, okay? That's orcha de milsa. So it's enough with one time. Okay, Vesis Yamin needs two, like Mila, like Katlamis, right? That's Rebbe Shita. Things like that need two. And the Mashalomono Chachomim, the third thing, which was food, so there it's not really a Vesis Gemur, it's not just strong Chazoka, therefore we need three times. But according to Shimon Gamliel, okay, coming back to finish up that full circle, according to Shimon Gamliel, when we're trying to establish a Vesis is a Chalos Shame. That's a Chalos Shame. And therefore you always have to have three for everything. Okay, have a chalos shame to be koveya. This, like the Rambam said, it's koveya. This as es nidasa, right, or as lo es nidasa. For that, you need a chalos shame, and for that you need something stronger, namely three times. That's a sheet of Shemuel, which is affected in that mission. As a side point, the Gemara said, why did they say it roundabout? Look back in 65. It says, Amar Shmuel, three lines on the bottom, Zu Diver Gamliel Berebi, Shamar Shmuel Shmuel. Why don't we just say, Zu Diver Shmuel Gamliel? That's a sheet of Shmuel Gamliel, call it Tarkula. He three times. So the Gemara says, because we want to show that Rabbi Gamliel ben Rebbe, even though he's Rebbe's son, he held like his grandfather, Shmuel Gamliel, not like his father, Rebbe. Okay, so that's that. Just to finish off, I printed the very end, the Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Yeridei Simon Kuf Ayin Hey, that's Surah 68, that's the last thing for this. Okay, the Chassam Sofer also has a similar thing, he doesn't phrase it the way the Rav said it. Okay, the Chassam Sofer writes, he goes back to that in the Mukhe Yosef that we saw yesterday. The Mukhe Yosef had a more sort of a quote-unquote balabatish, idea, which again, remember we were trying to figure out, when do you say you need two and when do you say you need three? So one of the Amoraim asked of Yosef, do we follow Rebbe, you need two? He said, yeah. Then he asked me, follow Shimon Gamliel, you need three? Yeah. So he come back to his father. He said, the guy's messing with me. Okay, he was goofing around with me because I asked him, who do we follow? And he said, he's right and he's right. So you're all right. So which is it? So then he explained, no, it depends on what the situation is. So the riff, the Mukhe Yosef, which I had here somewhere, because it's in source 48. Mukhe Yosef made a chilek between things which are, whether there's a suffake and so on, and with different things. He says, just a moment. Yeah, okay. So the end he says, well, kula, and we'll go Lakula, yes. Yeah. So in that that Mukhe Yosef, basically, he says the aim is up looking at some sofa. Nearly Yashuk Tzal Pima Shakosa Mukhe Yosef, that same Mukhe Yosef 68. Okay. Now the honor is up kinley ibitlosa betrays him. We're not sure, right? That's what he said. So for certain things two times, certain things three times. So best is Rabbanan, Azila Kula, the Lava Chazaka Gimel Paman. Okay. That's what he says. But the problem is that certain things have a kula and a chomer associated with it. Chassam Sofer asks by being koveya vesis, that's a kula and a chomer. Right? It's a kula maybe for uprooting other vesis, but it's a chomer for this vesis, right? So how do you assess that? That's his question. All right? He says, kula kasha, mi les be chomer. Habakvias vesis is be chomer vikula. But furthermore, Hare Kashem Shan Nikba Kach and Onekar Pachas would go upon him. He doesn't like that either because that's a Chumrah. So, why do we pass in somebody need three there? Ella al Karcha on the third line of 68. Hache Perusha. Cheska Shalveses Chazoka Garua Durabonon. The Minatora Ein Zebegede Chazoka. Afilo Kivn the Mea Pomim Liom. He's saying, when it comes to things like Vesis, I don't care if you had it 100 times. That's not a strong chazaka. Why? Because nature changes. People's bodies change. People, and by the way, I mean, you're all young married fellas. I may have experienced it already, but many women during the course of their, their adulthood, their expected period, they change. You know, it's not consistent all through. Sometimes you have to having a baby or after something else, you know, they won't. In other words, the expected period, it changes. And that's the language of Chasam Sofer. Da'teva alulo lishtanos. Ha'idei shinu machalim, eat different foods. Diet makes a difference. Umekomos, different places, right? Different climates can make a difference. And zmanim, different times a year can make a difference. A lot of different things. Ushnoso shel adam, how old you are, all these things make a difference. Alkein, ein chazaka levesis min haTorah klal. Okay, there's no chazaka on establishing vesis in the Torah at all. Rak rabbanon osum yichzeh chazakim kein dayo shikba begimel pamen bein lekula bein lechumra. So Chasam Sofer has it's in a way similar to what we just said from the Rav. Okay, that it's not just about establishing a pattern. He comes at it from a different direction, as Chasam Sofer does. But he's saying that it's not just a matter of establishing a pattern, okay? Because Chazal made it three, because not because it's a pattern, but because we have to have, there were koveya three, because there's no, when it comes to physical matters, it's hard to establish a pattern, because there's so many other variables. There are many other variables. Okay, we know. I mean, you know, a woman can get her period because she was frightened by something, because she was anxious about something. There's so many other factors, so many other variables. So that's why. So again, Chasam Sofer is not saying the same as the Rav in terms of, in terms of this whole lumdus, but his yisod is similar. That when it comes to kriyas vesas, it's not a matter of just, determining a pattern. Okay, that's not enough. It has to be something different, and therefore, because there's so many different factors at play, in a woman's body and in her period, which are natural. Again, as Chasam Sofer said, location, season, what you're eating, age, these are all things that play a role, and therefore there were koveya three, and that's it. Okay, there were koveya three, because we're trying to do more than just establish a pattern. So in that sense, it was similar to what the Rav said. It's not the same, it doesn't come out of the same way, but you have the Gedolei Achronim saying also a similar thing, that it's more than just establishing a pattern. Okay? Yes, everyone with me? I lost everybody? I don't know. But hopefully you got it. Okay, that concludes this. Again, a little lumdus, but now the background. I will come into Blaz Hashem, the issue taka in terms of psak, or versus Doraisa, versus Drabanan, and what difference that makes in terms of Bedika and in terms of being Porish, and the things that are discussed in the Siman. Okay? So that takes care of that. Yes, question.
Good question. The Chasam Sofer concludes that three.
Yeah, he says three. I mean, it doesn't really, the way I see it, doesn't really punch out why, okay? But he does say three. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he just says three. There were Koveya, okay? Rabbanon, Osmei Chazak, Dayo Sheikba Begimel Pabein Lekula Bein Lechumra. And it's because he's saying that everything you do will have both a Kula and a Chumra. You know what I'm saying? To be Koveya, to be uprooting and so on, it's going to have ramification both ways. So they pick three. That's the, Chasam Sofer. But I only brought the Chasam Sofer in to demonstrate that, like the Rav, he's saying it's not just a matter of pattern. Because he says the whole concept of pattern, many, many different things can impact. Right? And the Chazal were Koveya three times, okay, that's it. But not necessarily because it's related to, and again, he doesn't go back to Rebbe and Shmuel Gamliel. He doesn't. It's not the same as the Rav, but I'm just saying fundamentally, I think there's a similarity. You don't have to accept it. I'm just saying that it seems to be a similarity. Okay? Good. Yeah, we're here. Okay, so again, can you just tell me now? I may have stopped the recording. Okay, I wish I had a good Shabbos, but just one question.